Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. While most Americans were joyfully wishing each other a Happy New Year and trying to remember the words to Auld Lang Syne, many farmers were worried about what 2020 would bring. As of January 2nd, farmers who use the H-2A visa program to hire legal workers from other countries are required to pay higher wages on top of already inflated wages for H-2A employees. This year's increase averages 6% nationwide. In some areas, it will be nearly 10%. These increases in the H-2A program's adverse effect wage rate come at a time when farmers can hardly afford it. We have increasing competition from imported produce grown with cheap foreign labor, a trade war that has decimated our exports, weather disasters, and a farm economy that continues to be challenging. Already, over the last 5 years, the national average H-2A wage has gone up 17%. Meanwhile, revenues for fruits and nuts are up only 3%, and revenues for vegetables and melons have not increased at all. That means any increase must come out of the farmer's own pocket. For many, that pocket is empty. But the Labor Department does not consider agriculture's ability to absorb the additional costs when it implements annual changes to the wage rate. The average H-2A adverse effect wage rate for 2020 is $13.99 per hour for farm work in the U.S., and that's on top of paying for workers' housing and transportation to and from their homes. Compare that cost to Canada, where workers are paid between $8.72 and $11.55 per hour for their work on fruit and vegetable farms, or Mexico and Central and South America, where workers are paid a fraction of that amount. It's hard for a U.S. farmer to compete with foreign growers when their labor costs are so much lower than ours. There are sectors of agriculture that cannot even use the H-2A program because it requires that the work be seasonal. Year-round farmers such as dairy farmers and mushroom growers have no legal way of meeting their labor needs when there are too few U.S. workers who are willing to fill those jobs. The word sustainability is often used these days, referring, of course, to worthy environmental goals. But farms cannot be sustainable if labor costs continue to outpace and outstrip farm revenue. Already, American farms of all sizes, but especially small and medium-sized farms, are at the point where many do not see a future in labor-intensive agriculture. That's bad for farmers. It's bad for rural economies where agriculture is a primary economic driver. It's bad for businesses that serve farmers, such as banks or transportation companies. And, worst of all, it's bad for every citizen of this country as we become more reliant on imported food. Farm Bureau is asking the U.S. Senate to recognize the urgent need for legislation that improves the H-2A program for all farms, including addressing the rising adverse effect wage rate and providing solutions for year-round agriculture. As we make our New Year's resolutions, most of us settle on a goal we've been putting off for too long, perhaps years or even decades. For the past 20-plus years, agriculture has urged Congress to pass agricultural labor reforms that help all farms meet their labor needs and help them compete with foreign producers. It's time for Congress to make and keep a New Year's resolution to solve this problem. We simply cannot continue on the current path. We resolve to work with Congress to pass legislation that addresses the needs of all farms and prevents further erosion of our ability to grow our food here in our own country. With 2019 in the rearview mirror, AFBF is hoping for progress on trade negotiations and regulatory changes which will help agriculture in 2020. According to Dale Moore, AFBF Executive Vice President, Farm Bureau is anticipating that EPA and Administrator Wheeler and his team are soon going to put the final signature on the new clean water rule that will get us out of this fight we've been in for years. He says we've certainly got to get U.S.-Mexico-Canadian agreement finished up. We're looking to the next phase of the discussions with Japan to expand on some gains we've already made. The House passed the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement on December 19th with large bipartisan support on a 385-41 vote. Now it is the Senate's turn to show America's farmers they will support U.S. agriculture. Ask your senators to follow the House and send USMCA to the President's desk without delay. The trade relationship with Canada and Mexico is critical to American farmers. In 2018, food and agricultural exports to Canada totaled $20.6 billion and $19 billion to Mexico. This makes Canada and Mexico the top two food and agricultural export markets for the United States. Implementation of the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, as well as the Japan and China Phase 1 trade agreements, can't come soon enough for U.S. farmers. New data from the Agriculture Department's Farm Service Agency shows year-to-date agriculture and related goods exports are down $5.5 billion, or 3.8%, according to analysis conducted by AFBF economists. The start of the new decade holds a lot of promise for American farmers and ranchers. Much anticipated progress in hemp regulation, sustainability, technology, and a presidential election will be key items to watch for this year. While 2019 was challenging overall for agriculture, the last few weeks of the year featured promising developments likely to carry over into the new year. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering one $1,500, one $1,000, and seven $500 scholarships for the upcoming school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The MCAE Foundation offers the scholarships to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and/or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or a current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, college, university, or career technical education program and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school guidance counselor, high school agriculture instructor, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau office by telephone or by email at mcfb@frontiernet.net. All applications must be submitted to the Farm Bureau office by March 27th, and any questions can be directed to the Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.